This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me, our resident math professor, Chaim Goodman Strauss. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kyle. How are you?
I'm very good. You left us with a poker puzzler last
week.
Yeah.
So remember, I brought in some cards this time, so we have them spread out on the table.
You said that in this weird poker game, we have all 52 face up.
Face up.
I elected to go first.
Oh, yeah. By all means. Because I want you to win.
Right. And the idea is I'll take five cards. You'll take five. We'll see the cards we take. Then I can discard whatever I want.
Uh-huh.
Take the replacements, the like number of replacements. You do the same. Suits don't matter.
Right. And you can always win.
And there's a way that I can always win.
And you see what it is?
Okay, as we've established that a royal flush is the highest hand.
That's right. But if you took a royal flush, then I'd take a royal flush. Right.
And then you're saying I can't just tie. There's a way that I can guarantee a win.
Right.
And I've been thinking about this, and it has something to do, and I don't have it completely figured out, but it must have something to do with I take cards the first time around that eliminate the possibility of you getting a flush.
That's it.
Okay.
Or at least a royal flush.
Or a royal flush. So I'd take like all four kings or
yeah,
all four?
Take four kings and then I would probably take a straight flush starting with queen because that's still pretty good.
But because I have saved something back, I could have a royal flush.
That's right.
So
now, if you really wanted to have some bravado, you could, for example, take four take tens.
Right.
Because then it's like not even that great of a hand. Oh, it's a good hand, but
right.
You know. Well, this is kind of cool. It's a little quick puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah, and it seems like it's one of those that you could bet somebody about,
yeah.
And they wouldn't know what you're up to, especially if you took the tens you were sliding.
Maybe
I can beat this guy.
Yeah, so I actually won. Bar bets are kind of interesting, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
And I have something that maybe qualifies more as a hustle than a bar bet. But
okay.
I wanted to mention, you know, bar bet, this is good to know, is a breed of dog. I don't know if you knew that.
A bar bet?
A bar bet.
You call it like a bar bet?
There's a breed of dog. And it's also a kind of bird. That's worth something, I'm sure.
It is worth something. But what about a bar bet that would get me money?
Well, I don't know that this one would either.
Okay.
But this is it's actually something we talked about a version of this a long time ago, but I had a realization about something very specific. So I'm going to leave the room for a second, and you write down three numbers of your choice on these pieces of paper.
Seriously. Okay.
And they can be from really big numbers, really little numbers. And then what we're going to do is one by one, so there's three pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be face down. I don't even know how big the numbers are, how small. And I'll get to flip over a piece of paper and keep it or discard it. If I discard it, I'll flip over the next one, keep it or discard it. And this is the thing. This is why it's more of a hustle than a bar bet.
Uh-huh.
But you'd think that I can actually get the biggest number.
You'll make it so the biggest one is the last one you pick up?
And that I'll choose. I won't discard. I'll hold it in my hand.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
But the thing is, I'll only be able to do it 50% of the time. That's why it's not a very good bar bet because I'd lose half the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good hustle because if I'm willing to do this with strangers over and over again,
odds are, right.
Yeah, because what would you expect the probability I'd get the biggest numbers?
I would expect one out of three.
One out of three. So that's the way, you know.
Okay. So I'm going to write down. We're going to do this. Okay, you go outside the studio here.
I'll be back in a sec.
Okay. He's actually left the room. Okay, I'm going to put my favorite number, 5, on one. I'm going to put 13 on another. I'm going to put 8. So we're going 5, 8, and 13. Okay. The listeners at home know the numbers.
I know.
They're going to play along with us.
Okay. So now and of course, you know, I mean, I'm not guaranteeing I'm going to win.
No, I understand.
Okay. So I'm going to pick one, and it's 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to discard it.
Okay.
I pick another one, 5. I don't like that one. So I got 13. I did it.
Right.
Well, I mean, I could have gotten it wrong, too.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a way that you always guarantee at least a 50-50.
I can get a 50. Well, exactly. And on average, that's the puzzle. What's the strategy to at least always get a 50-50?
Okay. You got it today.
And I did it today. Mm-hmm. You owe me $1, I guess.
It was
$10, wasn't it? Oh, I got one more thing.
Please.
I got a couple of things. So Ben Anderman is an online listener, and he wrote a really neat app for the princess puzzle that we did a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Where you can get online and
you have the 17 doors and you've got to –
and you choose the doors and then the princess runs around and then you see if you can catch her. So that's pretty cool. And there's a link on the website.
Okay. And that website is?
Oh, sorry. mathfactor.uark.edu.
Okay.
And Matt Zinno points out something very interesting about the year 2012, which is it's the last in a sequence of 25 consecutive years that ends this one where there's a repeated digit, starting with 1988,
And then 89 had two nines, 90 had two nines, all the 90s had two
nines. Yeah, that's right.
And then all the 90s had a repeated digit. And then you got into the aughts.
That's right.
And then 2010, 2011, 2012. So next year, 2013, is four different digits.
And we'll have to wait again to what, 2020 or something?
Probably.
But what's really amazing is that it's actually really not that common. 25 is just about the most, the longest run that there's been in the last 1,000 years.
Really? So we're not going to, you and I will not see the likes of this run again.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you what the longest run is, because if you think about, well, maybe I'll let people figure it out, but it's an easy way to see what the longest run is.
Okay.
Because, you know, you might have a whole century, for example, where there's a repeated digit.
Well, sure, the 11th century.
Right. Well, 1100s, right.
Right, and then, or the 12th century.
So
right.
Maybe a more interesting puzzle is, in the last 1,000 years, what's the second longest run?
Okay.
Where it wasn't quite that trick.
Okay.
Or really the third longest run, because we've got the second longest now.
And once we get to the 2200s, mm-hmm. we'll be back to...
Yeah, that's right. I guess the last thing is, mm-hmm. with these kinds of mathematical bar bets, is there's a whole bunch of sort of variations on that. We'll talk a little bit about runs of things. Like, so, you know, I might have won or lost, and you can expect sort of a long series of wins and losses.
Right. So, I mean, you said it's not a great bar bet, but it's a good hustle because it's a 50-50
right.
chance. And I was wondering when you said that statistically, does that make it a good hustle? I would think you'd want odds
want
a little
an edge.
Bit better.
You just want an edge, you know. I mean, that's how casinos work, right?
Yeah.
So I'll bet you $100 that if you flip a coin 20 times in a row, that there'll be you'll get at least a pair of heads somewhere, and you just pay a dollar for the privilege. I'll bet you $100. You pay me a dollar.
Okay, so
and is that a good deal for you or not? That's
so what you're saying is, if we flip a coin 20 times, if we never get consecutive heads, you'll give me $100. But I give you a dollar just to play.
That's right.
And is that a good thing to – is that a good way to make money?
That's right.
If you're the person putting up the $100.
So we got a whole bunch of little puzzles this week.
I like these. I like these. All right. Thanks, Han.
And if anybody makes some money, you know, remember us.
Right. We should mention that we do not condone gambling.
Well, this isn't gambling. This is hustling. There's a difference. You're guaranteed to win in the.
Okay. You will be my liaison to the FCC. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, time.
Bye.